Tinder, Grindr, RSVP, speed dating. Compare that to BNS balls, bush dances, singles mixes, high school sweethearts, and a lot has changed in the world of dating. So how do we find love these days? Tara Whitewood, relationship coach with The Sugar Doctor. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
I am swiping, I don't even know which one of these left, right? I don't want to swipe the wrong way because if I swipe it, then you're gone forever.
There's no turning back.
Where are people finding love these days?
Still in the old-fashioned ways. So we're still meeting people face-to-face. We're still meeting people through friends. We're still meeting people at work and at school and indeed at high school, you know, the high school sweethearts. But the primary way that we're meeting people these days is via apps and online.
Is there a bit of stigma related to online dating still, or has that dropped away a little bit?
It's definitely dropped away a lot, particularly for people who've grown up in the era of online dating. So, you know, it was early 90s was when the whole dating website phenomenon kind of began. And then in 95, there was Match.com. And in those days, there was still a little bit of a, you know, we met online, a little bit of a sense of you couldn't find someone anywhere else. And so in desperation, you had to go on the
what is
interwebs.
Wrong with you that you had to log right. on to the interwebs to find someone to communicate with?
But now it's really, really common, and it's I think since the advent of Tinder in 2012, it really changed the landscape of both how we date and also how we perceive online dating.
Although interestingly, I was talking to someone who met their partner on Tinder this morning, and she was saying, no, it's very much still, you know, you have a fake story. You have a it's like a joke on Tinder that you talk about it all the time, like, oh, we knew each other 5 years ago and then just happened to then meet again, but it was 5 years ago that we really met.
It's so funny. And I actually think what you've hit on there is the nail on the head is that it doesn't necessarily change the way that people perceive things or do things so much as it just magnifies what you already feel. So, you know, some people, I met my partner online and I have never felt weird about that.
Yeah.
You know, and when I tell the story of how we met, I don't tell the story of the online portion of how we found each other. I tell the story of our first few dates.
First date, yeah.
You know, and how that kind of
who
developed.
Your emergency phone call was in
That's
case
right.
he was a bit of a creep.
Yeah. Actually, let me tell you what he did. On our first date, we went to a beautiful Italian restaurant and he took me via the back roads to the Hunter Valley, which is through bushland on dirt roads. And there was that moment for me of...
where is this man taking
where
me?
Where are we going? And, I've been quite clear, if you were ever to date again, my love, maybe don't do that.
Maybe take us into town.
But I think some people do feel a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of shame or social awkwardness around telling those stories. There's no need to. It's really common.
Does the online world make it easier to meet people?
It makes it the more available. So it makes a broader group of people more available to you. Where we
people you may not have met because often we were relying on our social circles, right?
Exactly.
So
right.
it does broaden it out to perhaps completely find your opposite.
So instead of sort of having these tight networks of people and so we all of us have sort of tight networks of people and then we have these looser connections to people that we know a little bit less, so acquaintances or someone you've met or family in a different state. But what's happening now is that we're meeting people outside of our social circles to whom we have no connection whatsoever, which is doing some really exciting things in the way that society's evolving, I think.
Yeah, I think that's interesting in itself, that we're meeting people that we probably would never have run into otherwise.
Never have crossed paths before, have no... friends, no family, often are not even in the same geographical area or, you know, they might live a town away or a city away. I mean, people are meeting their partners overseas and we're so much more mobile as a population now that you can meet someone overseas and choose to live in a country that neither of you spend any time in. So it's really increasing the diversity in relationships and creating bonds between us as communities that weren't available before.
We didn't have before. Is it changing love stories and is that okay? Is it okay that our generation maybe will not be able to sit down and say they met at high school and it was all lovely, lovely and since the beginning of time?
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I still think that there is a love story. I don't think that the meeting on the app, that's just the starting point. And then the love story still evolves beyond then. You know, it's not It's not negating that.
It's not very often you love them first Tinder swipe.
Yeah,
you do have to meet them first.
Yeah. You do have to meet someone face to face. And you know, there's all of those other issues that kind of go with online dating. So there's a whole another raft of problems that go with it that we may not have had before, but it eliminates a whole bunch of problems that we did have before, like being able to meet new people, finding people who might be a good match for you.
What do we have to remember in the world of online dating that's different to maybe meeting someone at a bar or meeting at a speed dating convention? It's been a long time since I dated.
You've clearly not done this prior before.
Nope.
I think one of the big things to remember is that that what you don't have when you're spending time or meeting strangers is the sort of social repercussions that we would have had if we were meeting a friend of a friend. So if I you know, go and meet your friend, then the way that they behave has an impact on their relationship with you. So there kind of aren't those social checks in place, and people can behave in a less human way. You know, they don't need to see you as a person. They can just see you as a swipe. So there is that element, and there is the element of security, of personal security and safety that really kicks in when you're in an online space.
Do you have to be aware that not everyone is using it the same as you? Like, there are some people there who are there for a good time, not a long time.
100%. And I see that as well in face-to-face dating. You know, there are people who will go to a pub and they only want to hook up. They're not looking for a long-term relationship. But there are people who will go to a kayaking convention with the intention of hooking up and not having a long-term relationship. So it's just being really clear and knowing, you know, what is it that I'm looking for, and then how do I identify someone who's looking for the same thing, rather than getting down the path too much further with someone who's looking for something very different.
Mm.
I don't think it's wrong or right. I don't think that there's any judgment on that. It just makes it easier for the people who are always doing that anyway to find those kind of connections.
Does the love story even matter? Why are we still so, like, we need this fairy tale story from start to finish?
I think that we just have a fascination with other people's lives, and that we have the happily ever after story helps us feel like there's purpose to all of this. It brings meaning to our lives, and it allows us to think, you know, maybe I've had all of these terrible dates, or maybe I've had all these terrible relationships, but oh, look, you know, Joanne met the love of her life, and look at how that's worked out. And so it gives us hope that that's available for us as well.
Oh, we put a lot of expectations on ourselves, don't we?
We do. And in an online dating space, I think, so one of the things that Tinder's done is it's gamified dating. So it's made it, you know, into almost a competitive sport in some sense.
Well, I know people who get on there and just scroll for fun. It's almost like they're scrolling through a social media feed. They're just like, well, I'll just see what's out there right now.
So the important thing about that is, if it is a game, then you can play it as a game. And what that means is that you need to be taking feedback. So in a online game, say like an old school, I don't know, computer game, you take the feedback. So, oh, I died on that level. Let's hope that that's not, we're not going to be too literal. You know, I didn't succeed passing that level. And so
Wasn't able to climb that goal. Yeah.
You know, what could I do better? What did I do? What in my profile is attracting those people? You know, what in my decision making is making me continually choose people whose dates are ending up like that? Like, what am I doing, and what behavior can I change?
Or what am I not seeing in their profile that I need to read a little bit deeper?
That's right. And also at the same time, you know, knowing that I've read statistics that says it's about 50%, particularly for women, 50% of these people are not going to be a good match. And they're maybe just out there fishing. 50% of these people are potentially going to be a good match. So it just becomes a numbers game. Like any other game, it's a volume game.
50-50 chance.
You play the game, you go on as many dates as you can, and don't get too attached to the outcome. You know, at the worst, you have a funny story to tell your friends later. At the best, maybe you make a new friend. And then beyond that, after some time getting to know someone, you may establish a relationship.
I have to say, my nan was dead set against online dating until we had time with my younger cousin to sit there, and my nan started took over her Tinder for half an hour. She was matching left, right and centre. Alyssa said she'd never had so many matches and Nan was just picking them.
It's the best.
She's
you know,
now
I
dating
have
one of them.
Friends who were set up by one of their nanas and yeah. they are utterly in love and, you know.
Hand your Tinder to your nana.
I think that's what we should all take away from today. Hand your Tinder to your nana because nanas know what's
nanas
up.
Nanas know what's up.
Yeah.
Tara, thank you.